This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The silent protests during the national anthem that started in the NFL are spreading to high school football in Worcester. Last week, Mike Opong, a junior at Doherty High School, took a knee. He says he is protesting what he describes as the injustice and inequality faced by African Americans. Last night, three football teammates joined Opong and kneeled during the Star Spangled Banner. One cheerleader also joined in protest. WBUR's Simone Rios was at last night's game.
Doherty High School's second game of the season started with a plea from Worcester School Superintendent Maureen Benenda. Then the announcer asked everyone to rise.
I want everyone to know that at the national anthem tonight, we'd like everyone to stand. But if you choose not to stand, you must do so peacefully. We invite everyone to stay for the game, to join the excitement of high school football competition.
And at this time, we ask all attendants to please rise, face the flag, and remove your caps as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
Junior Mike Opong again chose to take a knee instead of standing for the anthem. Opong says he got a one-game suspension last time after he followed the lead of San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. School officials quickly denied that. This time, three teammates joined Opong in his protest of police brutality and knelt, all four African-American. All the white players stood, though one held hands with a protester. Worcester activist Isabel Gonzalez-Webster showed up to support Opong with her wife and her six-month-old, all in Kaepernick jerseys. Gonzalez herself knelt in the stands and turned her back to the flag.
To come here, it takes a lot of courage to be a young man, to be a student, to be an athlete, and to stand out and be one out of a few dozen to do that. And now that we're four and they're supporting him, that's great. Next time they have a game, maybe half of the team will sit down. I also noticed there was a cheerleader that knelt as well.
Not everyone at the Friday night game agrees. Ryan Ruckowitz of Worcester says people are welcome to protest in a country with freedom of speech. However,
as for me, I stand for the national anthem. I believe this country is the greatest country, and I'll stand in support of our flag, our country, and our troops, and anything else that our country stands for. Other people don't believe that. That's up to them.
David Laguerre came from Clinton to support the visiting team, Holy Name Central Catholic. He says the protest is especially disrespectful to veterans like him.
Well, I think it's wrong, and I think half these kids don't even know what they're doing. First of all, and what they're protesting about, they have no respect for the American flag, the veterans, and so on. So I feel, you know, they should either not play in this game or the coaches should somehow discipline. I know they have a right to do whatever they want in this country, but that, to me, is just so disrespectful.
Doherty High took the lead early in the game, but had to fight off a fourth-quarter comeback by Holy Name to win their first home game of the season. The players were not disciplined, and Mike Opong intercepted a pass for a long touchdown run in the third quarter. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios in Worcester.